Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with my mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
So, funny fact of the day that is not funny, it's actually quite sad. This is our second time recording this podcast.
All Things Internet 2.0.
We recorded the whole episode, and then as I was listening back, there was a bunch of static and weird noises happening.
Like UFOs or something intercepting.
We couldn't figure out why it happened. Maybe because we talk about the black hole later, or because we insulted Coachella. Don't quite know. But I'm watching the meter this time to make sure nothing happens this time around. We think maybe because we touched our mics. We don't know. Nothing to fix it.
So we are sitting here very stoically not touching a thing.
We
sound very monotonous and just don't touch anything.
Don't touch anything. So we're going to re-talk about everything as if it were the first time ever. And my mom has to have the same reactions of happiness and surprise.
Oh, great. I'm not a good actress. So
okay,
here we go.
Happy Boston Marathon Day, Mom!
Boston Marathon Day? Run!
Oh, God, this is going to be a terrible episode. Most of this show is me surprising my mom with something and then her having a reaction to it. So this is going to be quite fun.
And this, yes.
Boston Marathon Day, a day when they run.
Yeah.
The first time around, my mom did not realize that people ran during the Boston Marathon.
No, I know the Boston Marathon. I thought they were just celebrating that they had a Boston Marathon, not that this was actually the day they ran.
They do it every year.
On the same day? The 15th tax day? Every day?
I don't know what day, but it's Boston Marathon Day.
Okay.
It is also tax day.
Yes, it is tax day.
I'm trying to remember what our
animal was
talking about last time.
Gosh.
Oh, God.
This is
going to
be insanity.
But good news is the mics have not wavered so far.
Fantastic.
So tax day.
Tax day.
You do your taxes on the day of the taxes.
You do. You get them done.
If you're smarter or more prepared, you do it before tax day.
Yeah.
So
you don't have to pay them if you have to pay them before tax day.
But. No, but you have to pay them by tax day. But I do my taxes in January and February.
Yeah.
And then I don't deal with it.
Yeah.
At all. And then my accountant isn't very stressed with me because it's a few months away from tax day.
Yeah.
I have to have an accountant because that's too much smartness for me.
I don't have to have an accountant.
Well, I have a lot of I have a weird job. And people in my field are more likely to get audited than a regular 9-to-5 person. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Because our money seems weird. It is weird.
It is weird.
I had to explain to a bunch of adults what YouTube was yesterday.
Yeah.
I was at my friend's house and she lives in a farm town area. And they've only had high speed internet for like a couple of years now. They don't know. So I had to sit and explain how I made money.
Yes.
What I do, which is very hard to people who thought YouTube was just a music app.
Yeah. Did you show them one of your videos?
No, because I had zero desire to show them my videos. I don't like showing people my videos. I'm very bad at self-promotion. Anyway, what was on the internet this week, Mom? You know, I already told you. What were the two things?
Coachella.
Uh-huh. What was the other one?
And... wait.
You don't know this, you were clearly not on the internet this week.
I was. Coachella. Oh, dang. I, Okay, give me a hint.
Game of Thrones is your hint.
Game of Thrones. I love Game of Thrones. I didn't put TV into our discussion.
Well, that's because it's... I touched my mic. Did anything happen? We seem to be okay. Oh, okay. Goodness, guys. This is going to be a stressful podcast.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. I don't really care that much about it.
It's fun to watch.
Yeah. It's fun to watch. It's a good... I mean,
think there was one season I didn't care for.
I'd rather watch Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burgers is funny.
It's a great show. It is
funny. You got me onto that one.
Yeah. People love to love hype. Like, they love to be a part of something. And I think somehow Game of Thrones hyped everyone. And it's a good show. They got dragons, obviously.
You like dragons.
Oh, my God. Mom, dragons can't blow out their own birthday candles.
No, but they can light them.
That's true. But then what do they do after they light them? They can't blow them out.
Well, I don't know. That's what their people are for.
Their people? Dragons have people?
Well, these dragons have people.
They have one person.
Okay.
All right. Oh, you know what we're fighting about at this point. But yeah, Game of Thrones, I mean, it's a good show. It's just not something that I'm going to, like, devote my whole life to.
Well, I don't devote my life to it, but I do watch it.
If you guys love it, I'm so glad you love it. And, like, I love that people love things and, like, get excited about things that aren't negative. But
some people don't get excited
about
sports.
Mom, do not give me cross eyes. She cross-eyed me just now.
No, I looked at my mic.
No, you were cross-eyeing me. I know because you're bored because we've already discussed this.
No.
Sorry, it's not updating me anymore.
You were upset that people got obsessed with Game of Thrones.
I'm not upset about it.
Okay. Well, you just didn't get it. Well, some people don't get sports, so it's the same thing. I'm not mad about
it.
Reverse.
Oh, my God. I just said if you love it, I'm so glad you love it. It's just not my thing.
It's your attitude. Oh, you have a hand flipping.
Because I'm mad at you. Because you're being like rude.
You're being so sassy.
We are so over this. No, I just don't get the hype. But if you're all about it, that's so cool. Like, a lot of people, because what happened? Oh, we didn't even explain this, but we explained the first one. Why people are obsessed with Game of Thrones this weekend. It was the first episode of the last season aired on Sunday.
Yes.
On HBO.
Yes.
So there it is. We'll go past Game of Thrones so we don't stab each other, apparently. Coachella also happened.
It did.
And
is it over?
No. It's two or three weekends? I don't know. But
so
this
people
was the
go
first...
and then come back every weekend?
Well, or you don't have to. No, I think you buy tickets for like one weekend at a time.
Huh.
So some people went to this weekend. I think the most of the people went this weekend.
Gotcha.
I think it's a multiple weekend event. I don't know. I don't know much about Coachella. I know that Ariana Grande headlined and Nicki Minaj's mic had an issue.
Oh, do we have the same kind of mics as she?
Maybe. There was a fire in the shower area.
Makes no sense. Turn on the water.
Nope. Exactly. Also, it's gross that there's a shower area. I never did camp.
But wouldn't you rather there be a shower area?
Yes,
so
but I also
stink?
Rather there be a hotel.
Oh, I'm all for hotel. You mean people sleep at
They camp.
Oh, ew. No, exactly. Give me a hotel.
We are so grossly bougie. We never camped growing up.
I did.
I never camped. My dad you hated
us,
it.
I hated it. My dad took us camping. The only thing I liked about it was spending time with my dad.
There you go. So, but like we spent time with our family all the time. Still do. And without camping. So.
But I like hiking, but that's different.
That's a different type of thing.
Yeah. You know, how do you know when you put your tent up that you're not going to have a trail of ants? Or spiders.
I just heard a story yesterday of how this chick went camping with her boyfriend. Ugh. And then all of a sudden in the middle of the night, they were sleeping, something got thrown into their tent, but the tent was closed. So like, and it was a deer, and a mountain lion grabbed the deer and ate the deer for like 5 hours next to the tent.
Ew.
And they couldn't leave the tent and they had to be completely silent. And, like, they could hear the bone crunching.
Ew.
And, like, they were like, okay. So they try to, like, unlock the car to be like, maybe we'll just dart into the car. And every time they unlocked the car, the mountain lion, like, circled their tent. And so they were literally stuck in there until sunrise. Until he got bored and left. And then they got out of the tent. And they just saw this, like, half-eaten carcass of a deer.
Okay, but wait. You said something got thrown in their tent.
A deer onto their tent.
Oh, onto their tent. Okay.
But, like, onto their body.
How did that mountain lion unzip their tent?
No, like, into it. Like, you throw it into the side of a building. You throw it into the... Yeah. So,
No, thank you.
I've been camping once. It was a terrible experience. And we'll never go again. Yeah. Maybe that's why I'm not into Coachella.
I never had bad experiences, but it wasn't my thing.
Yeah.
Give me a hotel.
Coachella... See, the people that go to the Coachella that you see on the internet... They don't go camping.
No, Frankie did not.
No, they rent houses in Palm Springs and then drive into Coachella. Gotcha. And I've decided Coachella has nothing. People go for not, they don't go for the music anymore. They go strictly to take pictures of how creatively they showed their butt at Coachella. They show, like, James Charles has come up with the most creative ways to show his butt. It's a good looking butt. It's a, he's got a great butt. He's come up with some very creative ways to show his butt, but everyone's posing with their butts, and it's just a butt show to me.
It's a butt show.
It's a butt show.
Then I will never be there because I will not be showing my butt.
They got great butts. Everyone's got a great butt.
That's great.
They worked their heart on their butts.
That's great.
You have that. It is your butt. You can show it if you like.
I prefer it stay in their drawers.
No, they can do what they want. It's their butt.
It is their
butt. If you are of age, it's your butt. Do what you want.
Okay.
I am a free woman. But yeah, I know people that go to Coachella, even though they hate Coachella, they just go to get a picture of them at Coachella.
To say they've been there.
And that, yeah, but not even to say that, just to show that they have a cool Instagram feed and make their lives look better than they actually are. I did not do that.
I have a great life and I don't need to be at Coachella.
Yeah. I don't like concerts. Mm. Especially those kind that are like thrown together. Like, I would love to go to an Ariana Grande concert, but like, she rocks live. She's amazing live, but a lot of people aren't great live. And so I don't need to see like a half done performance of people that aren't really actually that great with a bunch of people all hot and dehydrated
and
drunk.
But they have
a
shower. Not that they use it.
Yeah, exactly. But like the dehydration, the drinking, the drugs, the thing. I don't, it's not my thing. If you love it, if you have the best time ever, you
safely.
Do it. Be safe, be smart, stay together, have the best fun of your life.
Yeah.
I'm not to do that.
And drink moderately.
Do things all appropriately. I'm not a heroin fan.
No.
Also cocaine now.
No, don't.
But
just not.
Be nice to your body. Love yourself.
Be high on life.
There, I hate that. I know. I hate that phrase so much.
I've never heard it before. I thought I just came up with something good.
You've never heard be high on life?
No.
I get high on life, man. No. You've never heard sober people say that?
No.
I think I've said it.
No.
But as a joke. But it's real. So we have, ladies and gentlemen, a picture of a black hole thanks to Katie Bowman.
Bowman.
I don't know how you say her name. So the internet found out that NASA or somebody got a picture of a black hole. I don't know what a black hole is.
Me either.
It's in space.
It's a hole and it's black.
There it is. But we have it. And then the internet found out a lady got it for us, a woman, a female. So then the internet was like, we must tell the world. A female scientist did it. And then the internet was like, mwah. A woman did something, a man must have done it first. So then the internet decided to make fake accounts and spread fake articles that a man wrote the code instead.
Petty.
And then someone even tweeted that we shouldn't be making such a big deal that there's a picture of a black hole because male artists have been able to paint pictures of the black hole using just their imaginations for centuries. So we should not be praising a woman for writing the code to do it because a man could paint it.
Anyone can paint a black hole.
But he was very specific, and then a man did it.
Okay.
People just get really mad about stuff.
They do.
I don't know what we do with this information that we have a picture of a black hole. I don't know what we do with black holes.
If you're into...
What?
No.
Science?
What's my...
Space?
Yeah, there you go.
Star Trek. Star Wars. I don't know. Maybe a black hole is the way we get to hyperspeed.
Maybe. Ooh, I hope it's not like the Bermuda Triangle.
I think, isn't that kind of what a black hole is?
Is that what it is?
I think it's like things go into it and then they never come out and they just disappear forever. Amelia Earhart!
Another time and realm.
Oh my God, Amelia Earhart, she's in a black hole! What is the Bermuda Triangle? Is it just a place
where ships and boats and
just disappear?
Just disappear.
Is it like far away from all
it's
land?
Like by
so
the
like
Caribbean, isn't it? The Caribbean.
I don't know.
Island?
Is it far enough away from all land where like things run out of gas, or like lose? What? I'm interested. We should go to it.
No, let's.
It'd be a great video.
Because no one would see it because the footage would be lost with us. Gotcha.
That's true. Oh my goodness, space scares me.
Common sense. I go in space.
Space, would you rather go deep sea diving or going to space?
Space.
Really?
I don't want to go underwater.
Yeah, the ocean's scary too.
Oh gosh.
Like, I'm just going to stick to land.
You can't.
I don't even like flying anymore. Like, I straight up just, I'm like, I'm going to stick to land.
I wish I could be a pilot.
Really?
I would love to fly. Yeah.
100%. It all scares me, man.
Oh, it does.
The older I get, the more scared I get.
Okay. Do you feel in control when you're driving your car? Other than the other idiots on the road, do you feel safe driving your car? You do, because you're in control of
that
car.
I think everyone's going to crash into me.
I'm said, forget
as
the
someone
idiots.
Because people have crashed into me.
Okay, forget the other people on the roads.
I was driving on an empty road.
Okay, yes. Because in the sky, are there 47,000 airplanes
birds.
Going to hit
there
you?
There are birds. A Canadian geese could fly into your engine.
Not
goose.
30 feet in the air. 30,000 feet in the air. Anyway.
A Canadian goose literally flew into the engine, and that dude had to land it on the river.
Okay, but that was the takeoff. It wasn't 30,000 feet in the air.
You have to take off at some point.
Just have an anti-goose.
An anti-goose?
Why can't they put fan things in front where it's not going to get sucked in? Like a mesh thing. Come on.
Because the mesh would get sucked
Science.
Into it.
Science.
You think
Make
the mesh
a strong
is strong?
Mesh. Strong steel mesh over the, what are the turbine, what are those things called? Or is that
the engine?
Yeah. Turbine. What am I on, a farm? Anyway.
Oh, okay.
I'd rather fly. But I'd want to know my plane.
You know what?
That was my point. When you drive a car, you know the sounds your car makes.
Yeah.
And you know the turns it can turn. You know how fast you can go on a turn.
Yeah.
You feel your car. You know your car.
Yeah.
Well, I do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would be that way in a plane. So if you hear something funky, oh, I'm landing this sucker. You know. Right?
Okay.
Like pulling over to the side of the road, putting your hazards
okay.
on. You can see more.
Okay.
Rachel. Great views in airplanes.
Okay, that's true.
Except I think I'd rather be in a helicopter.
I'd rather take a train, in all honesty.
No.
It just takes, it's just so slow.
Oh, no, no.
I think trains are the safest.
Not true.
You're on a track. You're not going anywhere.
What if somebody puts something on that track?
And then you run over it.
Not always. Okay.
It's the same if someone puts something on the road or someone puts something. Okay. We're just fighting about nothing that has
We're
to do with the internet.
We're discussing.
Okay. In other discussion news, Kim Kardashian says she's going to take the bar to be a lawyer in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Don't smile. We already fought about this on the first round of this.
Well, it still sounds funny. Go ahead.
It does sound funny, but a lot of people are like mad about it and saying like her wealth and status has got her where she is. Anyone can take the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Her wealth can get her the best tutors and teachers money can buy.
Right.
So that's a thing. But she's the one that has to put in the time and the effort and memorize all this stuff and understand all this stuff and she has to take the bar and pass it.
She likes criminal law at best.
Yeah. Her money can't pass the bar for her. She can't Aunt Becky the situation. She has to take it and she has to pass it. And if she does that, then she is smart enough to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you checking my mics?
I am.
I'm checking it too. They're so far working.
Okay.
I think it's because we were touching them last time, Mom.
I kind of want to touch it.
Don't touch it, because then it makes a really gross noise and I have to listen to it. So anyway, she's planning on taking the bar and passing it and in 2020, and I power to her.
Go for it.
And people that are mad about it are just...
You don't need to hire her.
Right? Why are you mad? Why are you mad that a human being wants to better her life and better other people's life and do things to fight the injustice she sees because she sees injustice and her money and wealth can't get her as far as she wants, so she has to educate herself and follow certain things to do the things she wants to do? Like, her money and wealth are stopping her from doing something, so she's doing normal human things to get further, and you're mad about it. She's willing to put in the time and the effort to change the world for the better, because she's into, she doesn't like that there's people locked up in jail that shouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
There are people locked up in jail that shouldn't be there. I agree with her.
Yeah.
So I'm in favor of it. If she passes, that's amazing.
Yeah.
If you're mad about it,
don't waste your time.
Why? You're literally, this is the lamest saying in the world, but it's true. You're just jealous.
Yeah.
Like, if you, like, yes, her opportunities are greater, but she's seizing that opportunity. She's doing something.
There you go.
She's a very smart businesswoman. She's like, you all can hate her. The Kardashians are not perfect by any means. No one's perfect, but she's doing something to do better, to change the world for the better. And I'm not going to be mad at her for that. I feel like she hasn't done anything wrong in this situation.
Yeah.
Why are people mad?
Jealous.
All right.
Envious.
So she keeps having to post and like defend herself. And I'm like, just take the bar and do good in the world.
Yeah.
People are going to hate. Ignore. Haters going to hate. Potatoes going to potate. All right. Mom, did you see that Instagram, Facebook, and WhatsApp were down again for a couple of hours?
No, Rachel, I didn't notice.
I already knew that you didn't notice because I had already asked you this question. our lead into our sponsor is not going to be as great.
Oh, let's try.
Okay, well, I don't remember how we did it. It was after this, but like, I don't remember how we did it, so we have to like figure it out. Okay, hold on.
Oh, you were talking about... No, you weren't. That was later.
Oh, it was we were talking about this, though. We were
we were.
Oh.
People are like, oh, click off.
Okay. No. How did we get there? Because it was a natural segue.
It was. Because I hadn't planned it. You hadn't planned it. You were like, oh, I wondered how I was going to segue.
We talked about the social medias. Oh, and then you were like, I'm not hip to it. You weren't hip to something. You were in the olden days of something.
The olden days. The dial-up.
We were talking about dial-up. Yeah. That's what it was. Okay. I'll recap what we talked about. People are really excited that I remembered it. So... I said that all the things were down. These social medias were down.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And you said you thought that it was just because there were too many people on the internet.
Too many people in this house on the internet.
That's why she thought her phone wasn't working.
Well, because that's what happens at my house.
That's because she's used to...
dial-up.
You don't have dial-up anymore.
I know, but still, if you don't have a good internet speed, then when people are on it, it clunks, it goes slower. It's true.
Okay.
Because when we make people go off their computers in our house in Santa Barbara, then it speeds up.
So much bandwidth. I don't know what bandwidth means. I just thought I would throw that in there. Means. But her mindset is still in the olden days.
Yes. How'd you segue given to that?
You're in the olden days, like how you used to go to the doctors to get your birth control. Which leads us to our sponsor today. For Hers. It's a birth control for women. Because there is birth control for men now, or it's coming out. But anyway, it's a new way to get your birth control. You order it online, and you do a doctor's appointment online. It saves you so much time, and it's super convenient. You don't have to go to a doctor. You don't have to go to the pharmacist. Everything's in your home, at your laptop, then to your front door. It's amazing. It's a new convenient way. It's called For Hers. It's women helping women across the country get convenient and extremely affordable access to birth control. So... they bundle everything. It's only $30 to do your doctor's appointment and to get your birth control. There's no insurance needed.
That's great.
Which is, I'm a huge advocate for that because the insurance in this country, the healthcare in this country is very messed up. So for people to create birth control that's super affordable is amazing to me because we need access to birth control.
We do.
If you don't want people popping out babies or... deciding to not pop out babies, we need access to birth control.
Yeah.
So they provide access to licensed doctors online who can evaluate you. And if appropriate, they'll prescribe you birth control that's right for you. And it's delivered to your door. So they have doctors online to do your appointments and they will decide if you're right for birth control because not everyone's right for it. There's different things that they're doing it correctly and responsibly. And they're getting it done. So you can order now. And there's 10 different types of birth control options because everybody's different. Yes. So you go to their website. My listeners will get their first month of birth control from forhers.com for just $5 if you use my code Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L. So while supplies last and subject to doctor's approval.
And age.
Oh, yes. There's an age thing. I was getting there.
I'm sorry.
You have to be 18 or older, and it's for 18 to 50 year olds.
That's right.
There you go. So go to forhers.com/Rachel, forhers.com/RACHEL, to get your first month for $5 and then just $30 after that. It's so great to me. It's so nice. It's all bundled, it's convenient, saves you time, saves you hassle. You don't have to go to the doctors.
Yeah,
I mean, you should go to the doctors once a year just to get a general checkup.
Yeah.
But like for this,
Yeah.
Like, this is how it should be. It's women fighting for women. They fought for this, which is, we shouldn't be having to fight for this, but I'm so glad that they fought for it for us.
Yeah.
All right. So check it out, forhers.com/Rachel. All right. Back to the news. I have to find it first. I lost my thing. Nope. That's my other thing. That's my other thing. Guys, we are on it. We are doing great.
Best podcast yet.
Yes. Oh. You know why we shouldn't have segued there? It's because I had something else to say about Facebook.
Oh.
Facebook Messenger, apparently they're getting... You know how there's Facebook and Facebook Messenger? It's
you
two apps.
You didn't talk about this.
I didn't. Oh,
oh my God.
God,
this is new. Okay, go, go. I'm so hyped up now. Go.
So you know how there's Facebook and Facebook Messenger?
Yes.
And it's stupid.
And it's very frustrating.
Right?
I don't like that.
They're
yes.
going to get rid of Facebook Messenger and add it just Thank back you. To Facebook. Why did they do that?
And it was a big controversy when they did it, too, because they were taking all your information. They were having yeah. access to this and that. And I fought
I
it for so long.
I didn't do Facebook Messenger ever. I don't have yeah. Facebook on my phone for that literal reason.
Right.
And so they're deciding to put it back in together. I just couldn't figure out why they did it in the first place.
Because I think, well, some people use it because they don't want to give out their phone numbers to text
well, that's,
each other.
I guess.
So they, you can send a message. Why don't you, you know, or they don't want to give out their email. So, you know how you just, there's,
yeah,
you know, you're not that close with some people and others, whatever.
All right.
I'm sorry,
well,
I'm boring you, Rachel.
You are. I'm so hungry. We were supposed to eat after the first podcast.
Okay.
All right. Something amazing that's going around Twitter is people doing threads of people as, like, their favorite people as non-human objects. So, it's two pictures side to side. You have... a famous, we'll go Mariah Carey as Whisks. So you'll have Mariah Carey in a pink outfit, and then the next picture will be a pink whisk. It's my favorite thing, and it makes no sense.
Well, it compares them to something.
No,
it's funny.
I know it's funny. Hilarious. I look yeah. through all the threads. There's
some I don't get, but some I go. Oh,
I
yeah.
find them all
oh,
hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's
funny.
They do look like a whisk.
Yeah,
Rihanna does look yeah. like an umbrella in that outfit,
or a cupcake, or,
yeah. Ben Affleck does look like that Dunkin' Donut drink.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't make any sense, but I'm so enthralled by it. I look at all of them, and they have so many likes and retweets. It doesn't make mm-hmm. any sense. It's the stupidest thing, and it's been on the internet for a long time, but I think it just started getting traction.
Mm-hmm.
And I Jessica always retweets the ones about our family because she thinks they're hilarious. They're fun. I love them. A sad, funny thing that happened on the internet. It wasn't the internet. It happened. A kid did something and the internet ruined it for him. So this soccer fan, he's this huge soccer fan, and his team won something. I'm not into soccer. I don't know. But his team won something. So he found a link to a YouTube video of his team doing this great thing. And he got a QR code tattooed on his body that when you scan the QR code with your phone, it sends you to that link of the game, the match, soccer game thing. Again, I have no idea what the video was, but I know that's what it was, like that general thing. So we got this tattoo. The next day, the video got taken off of YouTube. And so that tattoo links you to absolutely nothing. It is the saddest thing in the world. But let that be a lesson that all the videos on the internet can be swiftly taken down.
So be careful what you tattoo.
So be careful what you tattoo. But be careful what you put your eggs in your basket.
Exactly.
Mom, don't look at your phone. You looked at your phone last podcast and I yelled
well,
at you then.
I had to find out what was happening.
What's happening?
Dad said, how are you today? And then
Dad.
We were making puns on a picture Colleen sent us on the first podcast.
Oh, God. Mom, stop looking at your phone. I'm not looking at my phone. I have a text message. I haven't looked
at it.
Because
you have to read everything. You didn't give me anything to read this time.
You got to come up with your own things to read. What are you talking about?
You didn't say come up with anything for the podcast.
Well, you can do it on your own. You're a big girl. So, we fought a lot the first podcast, too. A woman named Taryn, that's it. Wow, I can't read. I said it right the first podcast.
You
just
did.
Trust me. She got in a car accident and she was wearing a full face of Jeffree Star makeup and the airbag hit her and you could see her whole face of Jeffree Star makeup on the airbag. But her makeup still looked great on her face.
Flawless.
So just proving Jeffree Star makeup lasts.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored. Just good quality makeup. And she tweeted it at him, and he's going to send her more makeup. And it was just a cute interaction. But it was so funny to see that. And I've had a friend who got in a car accident, and her face was imprinted on the seat in front of her.
Ouch.
It was not on her face anymore. It was just on the seat in front of her. But I just... Man, accidents. Wear your seatbelt, guys.
Yeah, definitely.
That'll get you. That'll get you real bad. We have two more things. Taylor Swift apparently has a countdown on her website, counting down to April 26th. But no one knows what's going to happen once we reach April 26th.
It's my aunt's birthday.
I thought you said your cousin the first time around.
No, it's my aunt Betty. April 26th. It's her birthday.
Mm. I didn't know her birthday.
89, 90 something.
Oh my God, that's old. That's old.
Aged.
But I'm guessing it's going to count down to like new music.
Of course.
Because she's a singer. Like, what else is she going to be counting down to?
Right.
Like, that's it.
That's it. You count down to music.
I'm excited because I need a new bop.
Or a launch of something. But what does she do? Music.
She does music.
She does.
She's come up with some great music.
So there you go.
I didn't know why people were so like, ooh, what's it going to be?
Big mystery.
Woo! If it's anything but music, I lose.
Aunt Betty's birthday.
Aunt Betty's birthday. All right, the last thing we're going to talk about, I was awkward talking about the first time around. I'm going to be awkward talking about it now. Danielle Cohn. I don't know. I did not know about her before this last week. She is a 15-year-old internet human. I think she started on TikTok, and she's 15, and people have said that she's too provocative for her age. I'm not going to comment on that, but she announced on her Instagram that she's having a video for a gender reveal coming out on her then boyfriend's channel in a couple days. So everyone was like, wait, there's going to be a gender reveal. Are you pregnant? And then she posted a picture of her boyfriend kissing her stomach. And then there was just like some, it was like really weird. It was like random, like, is this your pregnancy announcement? Like, she'd never said that she was pregnant. And then for a while in all the posts, she never said she was pregnant. But then in a live stream, she said, yes, we're pregnant.
Did she ever do the gender reveal?
There's four parts.
Ah.
And the first part went up on her boyfriend's channel.
Okay.
I didn't watch it. I didn't feel like I wanted to do with that.
And yeah.
I didn't want to be a part of it, really. But then like the second part's gonna go on her channel, I think, is what I was told. And it just all seems very weird. Mm-hmm. And then a couple days ago, she posted on Instagram her and her boyfriend getting married in Vegas at a chapel.
How do you get married when you're 15?
Parents' approval, I guess. But then people researched it, and that chapel does fake weddings for only $35. Mm-hmm. So people are like, okay, she 100% could have very easily faked a wedding, but did she fake the pregnancy? So people are trying to figure out if she's faking teenage pregnancy.
That's not it.
And it's like this really weird place to be in. Do we want her to be faking it and like having a terrible prank? Like, you shouldn't prank about teenage pregnancy, but then do we want her to be pregnant? It's this very weird moment where you're like, I don't know what I want the result to be. And you're like, the whole thing seems weird.
Very strange.
Like, she could have, like, there was no baby announcement. It was a gender reveal announcement. But also, the gender reveal video doesn't make sense because she was saying on her Insta story that it's a girl. But then she was like, you have to watch our gender reveal video. It was weird.
That is strange.
Like, you do a gender reveal for it to be a surprise.
Right?
If you're making a video out of it, you want the views.
You're revealing it.
You did a terrible reveal job. That's what I was focused on. I was like, she's doing really bad marketing-wise on this whole pregnancy, whether it's real or not. Like, she should have thought this out more. I could have done this way better. The whole thing just seems
very strange.
Odd. I have to say, kids, you're only a kid once, so be a kid as long as you can. But, you know, if you're going to do adult things, please do them responsibly. That's all I really have to say. I can't control you. And I'm not going to try, but I'm going to say, please, please just think before you do.
Yeah.
And try and, if you think you're an adult and you want to make adult decisions,
think again.
They have adult consequences,
yeah.
But also think about the adult way to do them, mm-hmm. which is protection.
Yeah.
Forhers.com.
There you go.
Get some birth control. I once asked you if I could go on birth control to control my cramps in high school, and you wouldn't let me.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't having sex.
I know.
But
I didn't want you to have chemicals in your body before you were old enough.
My cramps were so bad, Mom.
It's called Midol.
It didn't work.
I'm sorry.
I had really bad cramps. Anyway, we don't have a game today.
No.
We have me. I was a surprise. She already knows now.
Well, no. Do it. Do it. Let's see how good I can do this.
Let's see my mom's acting abilities.
Okay. Ready? Go.
Instead of a game today, Mom.
No game?
You are not that excited the first time around. I am surprising you with chicken facts.
I have never loved you more.
She did say that. So, someone tweeted me this. I forgot to write down their username. I'm so sorry, but someone tweeted me chicken facts.
Thank you, person.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. You know who you are. Blessed be your soul. So,
and your chickens.
And your chickens. I have random chicken facts today. Did you know? You already did, but now I'm going to tell you again. Did you listening know that chickens, they talk to their chicks before they're hatched, and the chicks can peep back.
Amazing.
They have conversations. And then we discovered, well, yeah, like you talk to a baby when it's still in the uterus.
And it recognizes the mom instead.
Yeah. Right? So like, but you can't, as a baby, you can't talk back in the uterus. But chicks can talk back in the egg.
They can kick you.
They definitely can kick you. That's darn true.
Punch, kick.
And then another fact is that chickens can recognize 100 human or chicken faces.
That is amazing.
That I didn't realize. 100. That's a lot.
It's a lot.
So they can know everyone in their squad.
They could.
They can know everyone in the hen house.
This is true. They do.
And all the farmers.
They know them.
I wonder if your chickens know my face. Because I've been around.
I don't know.
I've been around.
You have. You've been around when they're out free ranging it too.
Yeah. So I guess they might be more focused on like they're free ranging it.
Yeah, because that one eye's looking for the food while the other eye's looking for the predator.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, my God. I drove through a farm town for the past 2 days. And
did you see chickens?
I didn't see a lot of chickens. I saw horses and
cows
and a few tiny baby goats. And they were really cute. But the cows, I saw some locked in those like confined. Yeah. They just looked so sad. And
they
it was depressing
sad.
To see. And then I drive past like a huge pasture with just cows just roaming around and grazing.
Happy cows.
They look so happy.
They are.
Mics just did the thing.
They did the thing.
The mics just did the thing.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay, that's there. I fixed it.
Yay.
I don't know what it was.
Hmm.
I absolutely have no idea what's going on.
The cows were upset.
We were talking about cows. I don't even know.
Cows. We were talking about cows.
We were.
You were upset that the cows were in cages. And they weren't unhappy cows.
They were unhappy cows, guys.
And happy cows were roaming free.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. I was on chicken facts.
Chicken facts, yes.
Okay. Threw me for a loop. There was literally, the mics went. Okay, so we had to switch to the computer microphones.
So we're all crouched in front of the computer.
This is like back to the first episode, guys.
It's like dial-up.
Okay. Oh, God. It's not dial-up, Mom. So, I don't know what's going on with my mics, so I will have to fix that. I don't know how, because I don't know how technology works, but we'll finish up the chicken facts real quick. Chickens can see a broader range of colors than humans.
Amazing.
Chickens have a sense of time duration and prediction of future rewards. And that's it for that. And then we had questions. We're going through this real quick, guys, because I hate that it's I'm giving you low quality here. CJ asked, what website is it that we talk about that where they live stream the animals, Mom?
Explore.org. All kinds of animals. Go check them out. Not sponsored. Go check them out. It's really amazing.
Bears come out of hibernation next week.
Next month.
No.
In June.
No, that's right. I was wrong. I was trying to remember what you said last
there's
podcast.
There's baby eagles.
So, explore.org. Katie, I think it was maybe Katie, your name autocorrected into kinda. Do you prefer waffle fries, steak fries, or regular fries? All of the above.
Every kind of fry.
Potatoes are amazing.
Just make sure they're done.
Yes, that is true. That's a thing.
Nobody likes a soggy fry.
And Tariana asked, did you do anything for National Siblings Day?
No.
Because, listen, no one knew about these holidays before Instagram. Because Instagram basically just gives you an excuse to post on those holidays. No one cares.
No.
No one cares about those holidays at all.
You should be doing those things
all the time.
With
family. It's basically.
If you get along.
If Instagram didn't need to exist, you wouldn't know about that holiday.
Right.
All right. We're going to end this.
I'm frustrated. I'm done. I'm tired. Thank you, For Hers, for sponsoring this. Sorry the podcast was a mess. Mom, would you like to take us out?
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hopefully.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.